excellent work tonight. With that, I'll take your questions.
Mike, did you get done with a lot of the cop work
tonight? Yeah, definitely. This is kind of a review of a number of installations, and just a opportunity to have two-minute drills are so valuable. I mean, heck, the first one was a 13-play, two-minute drive, so you got to hit all the different situations. You had the clock play and, getting the ball back to the officials, just things you emphasize. We've had the NFL officials in here the last couple of days. They've done a great job communicating with our players, been in our meetings, and actually we had a couple of things we had talked about in the meetings today with the officials that came up tonight on the field. So it's just all about, learning and growing and going through camp, and what a phenomenal environment to work in tonight.
Mike, can you even remember the last time Aaron was stopped in a two-minute drill? It seemed like he always gets it in the end.
Definitely. I mean, Aaron does a great job of running the 2 minute and handling the down and distances, the play selection, and particularly the situations when to call the timeout, take the clock play, and just fourth and one, buying that extra, you get on that 12-yard line and take the completion, put more stress on the defense. So, as a defense, you're holding the offense out of the end zone, and you get up to 9, 10, 11 plays. It really comes down to discipline and focus and endurance, and that was a heck of a drill for both sides.
Do you evaluate players any differently because of the atmosphere?
Definitely. You look at how they respond. This is another challenge. Everything we do from a training standpoint is to put challenges in front of our players, and this is unique. And they really can't – you can tell them about it. I mean, we talked about it for the first-year players in our meetings, but until they experience it, it's just – you see the wide eyes and the excitement when they walk out there. But at the end of the day, it's about playing football, whether you're playing in front of, six people or 67,000.
Mike, Devontae had some good moments early and then kind of drops there late. What kind of camp has he had, and how has he kind of responded?
I think Devontae, without looking at the video, based on, everything that happened tonight, first of all, you look for players, particularly route running. In his case, put himself in position to be thrown to. I think he's doing a very good job of that. So he's off to, we have a couple padded practices now. And these, this week will be big for us. We'll be in the night practices again tomorrow. Players will be off Tuesday, and we'll, practice again at night Wednesday and Thursday. So this will be a big week for us, and I think Devontae's off to a good start.
How do things change with that night schedule now?
Well, I mean, we change as in, if you practice at night, you meet in the morning. You meet in the afternoons. But we have a progression. We install, then we practice, and we correct. So that format and that progression stays intact. We'll let them sleep in a little bit tomorrow because, frankly, it's, when you practice at night, they don't settle down right away and get to sleep right on time. And, it's sleep is important, as we know. And so we'll let them sleep in a little bit tomorrow. It's, we've been starting at 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock. So we'll get these guys in here between 10 and 11 o'clock.
Like any of the PUP guys you think you'll be able to have this week? Or you can...
Good question. Frankly, we didn't talk about those guys today, so I don't really have any change to give you as far as the six PUP players. I'm sorry, Tom, what was that? I thought the two-minute drills were excellent for really both sides. When you talk about two-minute drills, you really, from my perspective, you're looking to hit as many different situations. I think particularly when you get into third downs, you get in. We had a couple fourth downs. We had a clock situation, getting tackled in bounds outside the numbers, getting the ball back to the referee. Just all the mechanics that you emphasize in a two-minute drill. So I know the first one was 13 plays. I think the second one was definitely north of 7-plus plays. And, I know the defense had a sack earlier that we let go just to keep the drill going. And then, obviously, the drill ended with the sack there with 11 seconds on the clock. So, I think any time you can hit all the characteristics and the coaching points of a drill, it benefits your football team. I thought both those two-minute drills tonight were excellent.
So even though you're an offensive guy, it's actually better for your offense not to go ding, 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 ding down the field? Coaching experience?
Well, I mean, the goal is to score and leave the opponent as least amount of time possible. So But in the same breath, you know, as far as the defense, you know, you're putting it on your pass rush and, you know, playing coverage and playing the clock too. So, I mean, it's when you get up, you know, frankly, anytime you get north of seven plays in a drive, to me, the advantage goes to the offense because, you know, it's, the offense is trained to get off the field on third down, and it's but a two-minute drill is different. So, I mean, you're trying to keep them out of the end zone, and those are all the type of stress points you look for and you try to create for your football team as you're preparing them for a season.
You're getting all your young corners that were rookies last year, a ton of work, and Joe's rotating through with the ones. What's the value in that, and what are you seeing from those?
Well, just corners, that's great value for the corner group, and it's a great point you make there, Jason. I think it really illustrates that you see that throughout our whole team. I mean, you see some of the rotations that go on, and you'll see Clay Matthews and Julius Peppers versus the rookie offensive line, and that's not always a bad thing. You can control too many things as a coaching staff, and what I've learned is, you know, over time, to interchange some of those, you know, ones versus the threes in a flow of a practice, because if you sit there and structure it where the ones are always going through the ones and the twos always against the twos and the threes versus the threes, and if the guy has an opportunity to move up, he's really not prepared for that opportunity to go against, you know, the ones so forth. So we try to create a flow where guys earn those reps, but it's not a bad thing to have those first-year players going against your vets in a flow of a period, not just always organized and structured.
Two more, please.
What's going through
at this point? Trying to catch up, trying to learn. Mm-hmm. I think Ken's mentally has done a good job. I mean, I just look at his as we go through the corrections and so forth, and where he's coming in, as far as Coach, Mike Targovac grading him and so forth. I mean, I don't see a guy that's behind or so forth, but. Hey, the big thing is, when you put these pads on, and, I think the half-line run drill is an illustration of what we're trying to accomplish. I mean, you do 24 reps at the rate and the physicality that we do it. That's how you get your football team ready. So there's a number of things you're getting done there. The fits of the run defense, obviously the pad level and, and the combination blocks and the pattern schemes, mixed in with the zone schemes. So you can't have enough of that. So going to a half-line format as opposed to a 9-on-7, like you did in the old days, I think the quality of reps goes up. The number of reps goes up, and I think it creates a better teaching opportunity the way we cut that up and present it to our players. So, and I think Kenny's, he's doing a good job, but hey, particularly at the line of scrimmage, you can't have enough reps of guys getting after it and getting their pads set and, playing with triple extension throughout their ankles, knees, and hips and getting their pads right and get the pad level down. So, because obviously we're not even close to where we need to be.
Like, I don't think Mason had missed before tonight. Maybe had the one block that looked like another big block. No big deal.
I got to look at the, go through the tapes and give you exactly what happened there. So, yeah, I was, I'm watching different things there.